Worth, Dallas. KPLX FM, HD2, Fort Worth. A Cumulus station.
Good evening. It's 8 o'clock from the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Chad Dixon, WBAP 24/7 News. The Pope has a warning for the mafia. Details after your first traffic and weather on the ones. Let's take a look at the classicchevrolet.com. Right now, traffic watch. Just one accident has been reported in Fort Worth on Seminary Drive, eastbound at Hemphill Street. Now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Once again, we go to News 8 meteorologist Ashton Altieri.
Well, it's been a cloudy, wet, and relatively cool Sunday for us. Tonight, much of the same, although there will not be as much rain tonight as there has been today, and a lot of the rain overnight will be to the south and east of Dallas-Fort Worth. Tonight's low, around 73. Then for Monday, plan on a high right around 90 under mostly cloudy skies. There is a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday. We think most of the rain will be in the afternoon, but there certainly is a chance for rain in the morning as well. Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday will hold at least a 30% chance of rain across the area under cloudy skies, with high temperatures through the middle of the week approaching 90 degrees. For 24/7 News, I'm News 8 meteorologist Ashton Altieri.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees in Denton. The National Conference of Mayors is wrapping up its meetings today in Dallas. As it does, the focus is turning to the immigration crisis facing Texas and the nation. Arlington Mayor Robert Cluck.
And my police chief is going to lead that discussion. He has a lot of experience in how to handle that issue. We've got to be able to get these people to understand where they should go, and we're going to try to get them there. But we also have to be somewhat compassionate, I think.
While the discussion continues, federal officials say they will begin transferring immigrants to facilities in California beginning tomorrow. Will Dallas land the Republican National Convention in 2016? That remains to be seen, according to Mayor Mike Rawlings.
We did the best we can, and I'm just hopeful that we'll get it. But, let's see. There are great cities out there, and in the next few weeks, I think we'll get our answer.
In addition to Dallas, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Denver remain in the running. Business, civic, and government leaders in Dallas are brimming with pride at the groundbreaking of a new office tower.
The building, to be called McKinney & Olive, will occupy just over 3 acres near the Crescent here in Uptown. The architect on the futuristic tower that seems to lean is Cesar Pelli.
Today, this building is being born, and in a couple of years, it will be a full adult. It will be a very appropriate building for the great city of Dallas.
It's the first building in Dallas for the 87-year-old designer of some of the world's tallest skyscrapers. In Uptown Dallas, Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
Pope Francis makes the harshest denunciation of the mob by a pontiff since 93. That's when John Paul II warned the Sicilian mafia that it would, quote, one day face the justice of God. More from correspondent Rob Claiborne.
The Pope spoke today in a region of Italy where a local boy was murdered along with his grandfather last January, allegedly by the local mafia. The Pope's message to them and all of organized crime, you are not wanted in the church.
Again, the low tonight, 73 degrees. Right now it's 82 in Fort Worth. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Chad Dixon. Let's get back to the Ben Ferguson Show on WBAP.
Wake up without the pain on a bed from Sovn European Sleep Systems. Go to SOVN.com.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
My son, Chris, was almost 18.
My sister was 4.
My brother, Jeff, was 16.
Evan was in college.
Chris was in high school.
My daughter, Lauren, was in preschool.
It happened in March.
In October.
I got it in July.
Meningococcal disease. It can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime, and the effects can be devastating.
You can almost feel it racing through your body, destroying it.
Lauren lost a hand, her feet, and nearly her life.
It killed my brother in 18 hours.
Vaccination is the best protection. Today, health officials recommend immunization for children ages 11 through 18.
This infection moves quickly. Parents need to move quicker. Immunization can save your child's life.
To learn more about preventing meningitis, visit our website at nmaus.org or call 1-866-366-3662. A public service message from the National Meningitis Association.
I move. I pick myself up and dance for all to see. My lines so elegant, my arms so straight. I had to share. You will not stop me, multiple sclerosis, because I am a mover and a shaker. I'm Tamara, and I've been living with MS since 2004.
Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Monday morning on the WBAP Monday Morning News. Brian Estridge is back. We'll update the latest, of course, on Iraq and all the things that are going on over there. But at 5:37, texting. Did you know this? Texting can be a bad habit, but it can also help you stop a bad habit. What? I'll tell you at 5:37. I'm Hal J. Monday morning, right here on News Talk 820 WBAP.
Live from the heart and soul of America.
Himself a radio talk show host.
Talk show host and Ben Ferguson, host of the Ben Ferguson Show.
Oh, here's conservative radio host Ben Ferguson.
A syndicated radio talk show host Ben Ferguson.
This is...
syndicated radio host Ben Ferguson.
The Ben Ferguson Show.
Ben Ferguson's talk show host.
On the air now.
There is a list of 17 right-wing restaurants that dared to take a stand against liberal agenda in America, and it's a hit list. I'm going to give you those companies coming up in a second, but the reason why I mention those tonight on the show is one of those right-wing companies that liberals want to destroy, it's called Hobby Lobby, sued for their own freedoms, for their own rights to say no to two contraceptives out of 20 that are offered that Obamacare mandated. And it's going to be decided by the Supreme Court this week. Welcome. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. It's great to be with you tonight. Also, if you're one of those soccer fans or you're a USA fan as I am, I'm a big-time USA fan. Huge, huge USA soccer fan. When it comes to the World Cup. But I hate soccer. And the reason why is the stupidity of tonight. We played in that big, big match. Everybody's been looking forward to Portugal today. Nobody lost. Nobody won. Nobody was eliminated. Because there was a tie. And this is why I hate soccer. People flew all the way around the world to go watch this match. And at the end of it, you call home and tell your family and friends, hey, guess what? Basically, it's like the game never happened. No one lost. No one won. No one was eliminated. It was a tie, and everybody just went home. Tell me that's not the most idiotic thing you've ever heard of in your entire life. And I mean, I'd rather America lose and have no one win or lose. I mean, I want some closure. That's what an actual what sports is. And until they fix this, soccer will never become a huge sport in America. That's my opinion, and I'll leave it at that. So again, go USA. It's like today literally never even happened. Now, back to this other big issue, and that is at the Supreme Court. They're going to decide if Hobby Lobby has the right, should have the right, as a private company that's obviously based on Christian family values, if their owners have the right to say, we don't want to pay for this because it goes against our religious beliefs. Now, there's a lot of companies out there that are very religious. For example, Chick-fil-A is the number one most hated company by liberals. Why? Because they're a Southern company. They are opposed. They're opposed to all sorts of liberal agendas. They are in favor of traditional marriage, for example, and they're closed on Sundays. They run their stores according to biblical principles. Should they be forced to pay for coverage for abortion, for example? Carl's Jr.,
The founder is pro-life. They want to destroy that company, for example. They've come under fire as well. White Castle is actually another conservative company that has conservative values. People hate them. Waffle House is another one. Papa John's is another one. Red Lobster is another one. Applebee's is actually another one. Applebee's, which has drawn a lot of attacks from the left because they dared to oppose Obamacare mandates. And they said, hey, we shouldn't have to do this. Now they're trying to destroy them as well. Those are just some of the companies out there that are on these hit lists that people hate. And the reason why they hate them, the reason why they can't stand them, is because they say, look, we run our company with a set of traditions and values. We run them with a set of traditions and values, and we don't want to be run over. And I think that's a very valid point. So let's go to your phone calls, get your thoughts on this, see what you think about it. The number, 1-844-439-1391, 1-844-439-1391. Let me go to AG, who's in Louisiana. Welcome. You are on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
Good evening, Ben. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I've never called in before, but I listen frequently, and I enjoy your thought-provoking ideas and discussions. I can tell you before I comment on the Chick-fil-A thing that I'm not sure if it's subliminal or intentional, but your comments about soccer, I feel exactly the same way.
I get so excited about America, and we'll deal with this for a second, but I'm sitting there, I'm like,
sure.
Okay, America's playing, we're playing Portugal, it's a huge deal, we can move on to the last 16, I care, and then all of a sudden at the end, they're like, oh, it's just a tie, no one won, no one lost, no one's going home, there was no consequences from this, and I just want to go beat my head into the wall over it, because it's so stupid.
Well, it's kind of sort of a sneak preview of what could happen if our country continues to go down the road of Obama's policies with parity and everybody being the same. You want to beat your head against the wall at the end of the day, and there's nobody outstanding. There's nobody, you know, ahead of anybody else. So, but anyway, I don't know if that was if you thought about that, but it's pretty much the same thing if you compare that. And by the way, a shout out to my good friend Congressman Steve Scalise, my former roommate when he was a congressman and a legislator in Louisiana, on being elected the majority whip in the Congress. But I wanted to mention to you, the thought occurred to me that, you know, what we're talking about here is, I would have thought that legal precedence took place some 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 years ago when someone, for example, like Muhammad Ali, who refused to go into to be drafted because of being a conscientious objector. Based upon religious beliefs. What happened to that idea? Why is it that you suppose people are talking about that as it relates to Chick-fil-A's rights and other companies' rights to be able to have the freedom?
See, there's a lot of people, though, that just, they look at this simply and they say, you know what, they're a for-profit company, shut up. I say, okay, you're the United States government, you don't own me, so you shut up. I mean, I why can't we use that same exact logic with the federal government?
Thank goodness people like you and your show who have the availability of getting this message out for far too long, the silent majority has been one of the biggest problems. And this issue is one that if we don't stand up and say things about it, guess who's looking at us? Our kids, our teenagers, our young folks. And they're formulating their opinions by what, not only what we do, but what we don't do. And if we don't stand up for what's right, they're not going to think it's right, and they're going to go the wrong way. So it's very, very important that you keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you. I've never met you. I heard a lot about you, listened to you quite a bit, never called in before, but I do sincerely appreciate what you're doing, and I wish you the best.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to talk to you, and I really appreciate you listening to the show, and it's good to talk to you, AG. Have a great night. 1-844-439-1391, 1-844-439-1391. Let me go to Andrea in North Carolina. You're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling. I guess I had just tuned into your show. I'm on my way back from visiting my family in Ohio down back home to North Carolina. And I was just calling in just to discuss the birth control issue with you.
Yes. As a woman, I'll ask it this way. As a woman, if you work for Hobby Lobby, and they said, look, we're going to give you 18 of the 20, but these other two, we believe they're a type of abortion. And that's something that our company disagrees with. So you can have all the 18 others, but these two were drawing the line. Could you respect that and say, you know what, that's fair. I don't want you to have to pay for something. You're a good employer that goes against your religious beliefs that you founded your company and run your company by.
Well, see, my thing is, my opinion is, like, those two out of the 20 that they won't cover is they won't cover because it stops after the egg has been fertilized by the sperm.
Correct, and they believe that's the destruction of life.
Yes, they believe that's destruction of life. However, I respect all people and all religions, but I do believe that religion should not have a pull in legislation and healthcare and things of that nature. I believe everyone has the right to believe what they want. And I heard what you said earlier about why.
I'll say it this way. Shouldn't I have the right to be able to not pay for things that I morally object to for other people that work for me when I'm the one that started the company? I mean, if you don't like it, you could go get a job somewhere else, right?
Yes, that person could get a job the other way. But I'll use Chick-fil-A. You used that as an example earlier. I'll use that. Like, the founder, the CEO of Chick-fil-A has a strong opinion against homosexuality and any other LGBT-identified people. However, a lot of those stores have been bought up by individuals and are not directly owned.
No, but hold on. He doesn't have a policy. And in fact, there's a good friend of mine in high school who's gay. He worked at Chick-fil-A, loved it. There's actually quite a few people that are managers at Chick-fil-A that are also gay. They just don't believe that marriage should be defined outside of one man and one woman.
Yes, and what I'm saying is, like, that just because they hold that belief doesn't mean they have the right to discriminate. And I feel like Hobby Lobby and other companies, just because their personal beliefs say, hey, a woman should not take contraception or should not get an abortion, they have no right to step in and say, hey, a woman cannot do something that she believes is best for her.
They're not telling that, but hold on. And they're not telling their employees that they can't do it. They're just saying we shouldn't be forced to pay for it. There's a big difference.
It's a company, and it is a government. A government path.
So you believe that every for-profit company should have no right to stand up for their beliefs because they're making money. Therefore, once you're making money, it pretty much is an issue of you're making money, you have no rights because you're making money?
No, I believe that religion should not have a pull in legislation. And I believe that.
But it does every day. You do know that. We live in the United States of America.
I know. I fight for the Constitution. I'm in the military. I'm very well aware of the rights, and I believe that everybody has the right to do what they believe is best for them as long as it doesn't harm others. And if I, as a woman, got...
But how is it... Hold on. How is this harming others? How is this harming others?
Harming others because those women that feel like they need that medication, those other two contraceptives, in order to stop something.
Well, what if they? All right, then if you really... Hold on. If you really want to get down to this, okay...
Okay, yeah, I do.
What if you have low self-esteem as a woman and you want to get a facelift and a boob job and liposuction? Should your employer pay for coverage that covers those things because it gives you low self-esteem?
Aesthetic enhancements and self-esteem has nothing to do with birth control because aesthetics and stuff like that are often...
If I have low self-esteem, depression is a medical issue, is it not? It's the Ben Ferguson Show. More coming up. Friends at Gold Goliath, they are not your typical gold dealers. At Gold Goliath, they will not sell you overpriced proof or collector coins. Gold Goliath will assist you in purchasing the most gold and silver at the best price for your investment. So if you're looking for an honest company that can help you when it comes to buying gold and silver, make sure that you don't get overpriced for coins. Make sure that you call and you get great pricing, and Gold Goliath will do that for you. 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. Also, you can get the free wealth preservation guide. All you got to do is tell me you heard it tonight on the Ben Ferguson Show. So make sure you mention the show. You get the free wealth preservation guide. Call them today. 1-800-577-3195. Guaranteed great wealth management for you online at goldgoliath.com. That's goldgoliath.com. Call them today at 1-800-577-3195.
There are typical gold dealers, and then there's Gold Goliath. Goliath. At Gold Goliath, you won't be sold overpriced proof or collector coin. Gold Goliath will assist you in purchasing the most gold and silver at the best price for your investment. Call Gold Goliath now, toll free at 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. Mention this radio ad and get a free wealth preservation guide. Are you aware that you can own real physical gold and silver in your IRA? It's a simple process, and unlike the stock market, it guarantees a portion of your wealth cannot be wiped out. As the U.S. dollar continues to decline, we need to look to other areas of investment for wealth preservation. That's why central banks and governments trust gold. It's insurance and guaranteed. Call Gold Goliath now at 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. On the web at goldgoliath.com. That's www.goldgoliath.com. Gold Goliath, not your typical gold dealer.
You're listening to The Ben Ferguson Show on the Icon Radio Network. More of your phone calls and thoughts on Facebook, Ben Ferguson Show. Click the like button coming up after this.
Here in Texas, owning land has always been a big part of what it means to be a Texan. Right now, if you're a Texas veteran or a member of the military, the VLB has low-interest land loans up to $100,000 with only 5% down. This is a great deal just for veterans. Learn more at TexasVeterans.com or call 800-252-VETS. The VLB, serving Texas veterans for life.
Make no mistake, if you have IRS problems, the IRS can take you to court and make your life miserable. Hi, I'm attorney Nick Namath, and my law firm focuses specifically on helping people try to solve IRS tax problems. An IRS problem is a serious legal matter that should be handled by a local attorney who has experience dealing with the IRS. We've handled many IRS cases right here in Dallas, and when you call the law offices of Nick Namath, your first visit is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're hiring someone to resolve your IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, don't send money to some out-of-state high-pressure salesman until you check their reputation. Then call the law offices of Nick Namath, 972-484-0829, 972-484-0829, or go to myirsteam.com. If you're a Texas resident and you have an IRS problem, hire a Texas attorney. Hire me, Nick Namath.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and just $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 250 full-color business cards for only $10. Plus, for a limited time, get free shipping. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
All across America, business owners like champion horse breeder Tom Grossman of Blue Chip Farms are discovering the power of Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services.
We breed, raise, and sell yearling horses that go on to be champion race horses and Olympic show jumpers. Like a lot of businesses, this business is getting more competitive. And if we're not aggressive and grow, we won't exist. Blue Chip Farms has become much more efficient, and that's really with the help of Chase Platinum. With merchant services, we can manage reoccurring payments extremely efficiently. We even get paid the next day.
With Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services, you get personalized service, no-fee electronic deposits, and next-day funding on credit card payments, so you can take your business further. Watch Tom's story and find out how to get your business moving at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business is designed for businesses with combined business deposit balances of $100,000 or more. Other fees may apply. Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval. Talk to a banker for details. Testimonial expressed reflects the views of the specific customer. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Conservative values. Should you be forced to pay for types of birth control that destroyed a fertilized egg? There are 20 different kinds that Obamacare said you got to have. 20 different kinds that you've been told that you're basically forced to have through Obamacare. And of all of those that you are forced to have, of all those that you are supposed to have that they say you must have, what's interesting is Hobby Lobby said, look, there's just two that we disagree with. And the Obama administration said, we don't care. And so they decide to sue. And now the Supreme Court this week is going to look at that and decide what they think about it. And should you be able to, you know, should you be forced to do this? Should a company have no rights, lose all their rights? I want to go to your thoughts and get your reaction to this and see what you think about it. 1-844-439-1391, 1-844-439-1391. Let me go to Neil in New York. Welcome. You are on the Ben Ferguson Show this evening. How are you?
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Doing well. Your take?
Okay. Let me first start off by telling you I'm very conservative. My wife and I have three children, love kids, everything else. However, we were living in Florida back in 2006. My wife had a pregnancy, which was, they told her there was no chance of it being carried to term because it was a tubular pregnancy way up. She found this out about a month and a half into her pregnancy. It put her life in danger, and obviously the life of the fetus, they said, would never make it. She worked for a Catholic hospital at the time who refused to cover the services to have this taken care of. So it was heartbreaking for us. We prayed with our pastor about it, everything else. There are times, unfortunately, where I think that things need to be taken care of. And those things, Hobby Lobby and places like that, I feel like shouldn't have the right to say, okay, your life's not worth it because...
But that doesn't even deal with this with Hobby Lobby, with that part. I mean, I'll go back to this and make this real simple. I am against abortion unless it's with the life of the mother is at risk, okay? But I also say...
They don't put that stipulation in there. That's
right. But let me say this. Let me say this. If this is where you have the right as an employee to look at this and realize maybe I don't need to be working for a religious organization or a religious hospital because it's not like they were trying to get out of paying for it because they're cheap. All right. It's, you know, when you go work for a Catholic church or a Catholic hospital, they have never, ever been shy ever in their entire existence about their feelings on birth control, et cetera. Can we agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
My point is this. I don't feel like you or your wife, and I don't mean this in a mean, non-compassionate way. I think you need to understand where I'm coming from. I don't think that you are a victim in any way because you knew what you were agreeing to when you chose to take that job there, and you could have found employment somewhere else.
Yes. But we never thought we'd be in that position. We're both.
But that's your decision. That's your fault. I'm not trying to be mean, but if we want to deal with personal responsibility, we got to deal with personal responsibility.
Well, it wasn't a pregnancy we didn't want. We were trying for it, but it's not our responsibility that God chose to give my wife a pregnancy that would never survive or that put her life at risk. Can we agree
on
that?
And I don't know if God chose to do it on purpose. I would say that he allowed it to happen.
Yeah. So
I mean, I don't.
Do you think they shouldn't have to pay for it?
I think that you have the right as an employee to find employment at a place that offers you the coverage that you desire.
So you think if she worked for Hobby Lobby, they should just tell her, oh, you got to die.
That's not how it works, and you know that.
Well, that's basically what happened to us.
So did your wife die?
No, because my parents stepped up and put the $10,000 fee on their credit card for us.
Okay.
And we ended up suing the hospital and winning in court.
Well, then guess what? You had the right to sue. And you won, Neil. And that's what is great. You had the right to do that. So justice in the situation was served. You had the right and you had to fight for it a little bit. But again, in the future, I think you probably get what I'm saying. You don't want to be put in a situation. You got to look at what you believe in. It's the Ben Ferguson Show. More coming up.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just weeks.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Your hair can look healthy again, naturally, with Ovation Cell Therapy. Go to ovationhair.com and enter Ben Ferguson at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter Ben Ferguson for your special discount.
Good evening. It's 8:30 from the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Chad Dixon, 24/7 News. Military test goes perfectly as planned. Details after your first traffic and weather on the ones. Let's take a look at the classicchevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch. An accident in Fort Worth on Seminary Drive eastbound at Hemphill Street has caused about a 5 to 10 minute delay. Now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, isolated showers. Those are going to be developing overnight. Low 75 degrees. For Monday, cloudy skies, scattered showers, high 90. And for Monday night, it's going to be much of the same. Cloudy with scattered showers likely, low 76. Right now, partly cloudy, 79 at DFW Airport. The U.S. military says it has successfully intercepted a target warhead over the Pacific Ocean in a test of the nation's ballistic missile defense system. Program officials will spend the next several months assessing the data obtained from the test. It was the 65th successful intercept since 2001 for the BMDS. Dozens of kids from North Texas compete at UT Arlington's planetarium, trying to figure out how to land a man on Mars. Cameron Martin's team successfully designed and landed a miniature Mars lander.
We can do this all together with our artist, and then he helped her draw some of it, and then I came up with using the tape and everything, and then Jose came up with our shock absorber.
The kids worked with astronaut Bernard Harris. Harris grew up in Texas and flew two shuttle missions before launching a foundation that supports math and science programs. Again, our low tonight, 73 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy, 79 in Arlington, 78 at Love Field. From the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Chad Dixon. Back to the Ben Ferguson Show on WBAP.
All across America, business owners like champion horse breeder Tom Grossman of Blue Chip Farms are discovering the power of Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services.
We breed, raise, and sell yearling horses that go on to be champion racehorses and Olympic show jumpers. Like a lot of businesses, this business is getting more competitive. And if we're not aggressive and grow, we won't exist. Blue Chip Farms has become much more efficient, and that's really with the help of Chase Platinum. With merchant services, we can manage reoccurring payments extremely efficiently. We even get paid the next day.
With Chase Platinum Business and Merchant Services, you get personalized service, no-fee electronic deposits, and next-day funding on credit card payments, so you can take your business further. Watch Tom's story and find out how to get your business moving at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business is designed for businesses with combined business deposit balances of $100,000 or more. Other fees may apply. Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval. Talk to a banker for details. Testimonial expressed reflects the views of this specific customer. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I move. I pick myself up and dance for all to see. My lines so elegant, my arms so straight. I had to share. You will not stop me, multiple sclerosis, because I am a mover and a shaker. I'm Tamara, and I've been living with MS since 2004.
Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show, and it's good to be with you tonight, wherever you are around the country. And if you're on Facebook right now, make sure you like the show. You'll get updates on big breaking news, a lot of the stories we talk about here. Plus, when I do different TV appearances, we put all that up there on Facebook. Great information that we throw up there. For example, 5 years of Obama. I just put this up. It's a timeline of what I refer to as failure. 2008. There was 118 million people working full-time. Today, a million less. The workforce participation in 2008 when Obama took over, 65.9%. What is it today? 62.8%. Home ownership was at 67.5%. Today, a little below 65%. Income, how much were people making in 08 compared to now? Well, in 08, when Obama was coming in with hope and change, it was going to fix all your problems, median income in this country was 53.6%. What is it now? 51,000. Poverty has increased to 15% from 13%. And the people on food stamp number is the most staggering. 28 million when Obama took office. Hope and change came in. Now almost 50 million Americans are on food stamps. And the debt to GDP ratio, when Obama took office and said that that George Bush had bankrupted us and we were going to get spending under control and have a balanced budget. Remember that? Our debt to GDP gross domestic product ratio was 64.8%. What is it today? 101.6. And those, my friends, are the facts of what 5 years of Obama looks like. I just put that up on Facebook. So again, put in Ben Ferguson Show. Hit the like button when you see the page pop up, and you can join the conversation there. Plus, leave your comments and see all the stuff we put up all throughout the week. Now, let's get straight back to your phone calls. 1-844-439-1391. If you just join us, we're talking about Hobby Lobby. They are at the Supreme Court, and we're going to get that ruling maybe as early as tomorrow morning from the Supreme Court on do companies that have moral objections to certain types of contraceptives, those that are, there are two types that they say they have a problem with because it deals with destroying an egg after it's been fertilized. And they sued because they said, we're okay with the other 18 for our employees. We shouldn't be forced to pay for terminating a baby, terminating a fertilized egg. Should they have the right to do that as a private company based on family values, Christian values, religious beliefs? 1-844-439-1391. Let me go to Mike in Washington. Welcome. You're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
You talking to me, Mike, in Yakima?
I certainly am in Yakima. Hello, Mike.
Hey. Love your show, Ben. Listen, it's not even a question. Companies got a right to do what they want to do. They got a right to their beliefs. And, you know, I can go on and on. How come we haven't impeached this goofball? And, you know, I mean, there's definitely a bunch of reasons that we could impeach him.
And, let me ask you this. What would you impeach him for? Because I've had this argument with a lot of my good friends. I mean, what is it that he's done that you believe is impeachable?
Breaking the laws.
But what law has he broken that you think would make it impeachable?
He's gone against the Constitution of the United States with his, when the president says what's going to happen, and it's against the Constitution.
All right. Let's have Mike, I appreciate the phone call, but we got to have a new rule. If you're going to suggest that we should impeach Obama, you got to at least give me a specific reason and what law was broken that makes it an impeachable offense, okay? That's just, you got to, and maybe we need a new rule that you got to be mostly sober. 1-844-439-1391. Ronnie in Louisiana, thanks for waiting. You're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
I'm sorry, did you say Ronnie?
I did. Go ahead.
Hey, Ben, great. Yeah, I think the HHS mandate violates our religious freedom protected by the First Amendment, whether you're an employer or an employee. You know, in the HHS mandate, these birth control pills and the abortifacient drugs are provided free of charge. And that really means the employer and the employee pay. Nothing's free.
No, nothing. You are absolutely right that nothing is free. I totally agree with you there.
So, you know, it's not just a matter of theory. They are materially providing these things. And so, yeah, they have a First Amendment right to not do that. And, in fact, I would go a little bit further. I'm afraid that the Supreme Court might single out the abortifacient drugs. But really, many forms of so-called birth control actually terminate pregnancies. The birth control pill does that at times.
All right, but let's get away from that just for a second and go back to the issue, which is this. Does an individual or a family-owned company that is for-profit, should they have the same protections and rights as a nonprofit or a faith-based nonprofit to be able to do the exact same thing?
Yeah, sure. I don't see where there's anything in the Constitution stating otherwise. Yes, of course.
And see, that's where I agree with you. I think that you don't you shouldn't lose all of your rights just because you make money. Just because you're for profit doesn't mean you should lose all of your rights.
Right. You know, Ben, I think a lot of people have a hard time seeing this on the left, but just imagine if there was some law that came along that said, to protect our Second Amendment rights, now anybody who wants a high-capacity magazine, the public has to provide it free of charge to those who want it. Talk about holler. Or if, you know, the public had to provide Bibles free of charge to those who wanted it. They would squawk and holler then, but yet they don't see it, you know, that this issue here where these abortifacients are being provided so-called free of charge to these people.
Good point, and I appreciate the phone call. And I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you, sir. 1-844-439-1391. Let me go to Vicki. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Good evening.
Good evening. I don't go along with that, you know, the government saying that just because you're a for-profit company that you've got your rights are totally gone. I don't believe in abortion. I myself never go to a doctor. I take care of it myself. I'm in, you know, just doing things naturally. I eat well. I eat the right things. I take a few supplements, not many. But, you know, it's like, well, if I decide I don't want to go to the doctor, then should everybody pay for all of my supplements, no matter how many or that I want? And I don't, you know. This whole thing, I don't think that Obamacare is really legal.
Well, you know, and the Supreme Court unfortunately disagreed with us there.
Yeah.
So it is the law of the land now. We can change it, but I don't spend time arguing over that anymore because we lost to the Supreme Court. That is the ultimate decider. You and I can disagree with it, but that didn't do us any good. But I still think that means that Hobby Lobby still has rights. I think Hobby Lobby should have the right to say this is infringing on our moral beliefs and we're going to stand up for what we believe in.
I totally agree.
There are people that hate me for saying that. But I don't think that you have to just be a whooping boy and take whatever the government says just because you make some money.
I agree.
And I know there's people that hate me for saying that, but when I signed up to own my own business, I didn't say, "Dear government, please tell me what I have to do, and please let you know, go out there and make me pay for whatever it is you want me to pay for." It's not acceptable behavior, and it's not something that I'm willing to just blindly give up, and just say, "Oh, okay. Well, since you said so, I'll just go pay for something that I don't believe in." Beth in Missouri, you're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
Hi. The point that I would like to make is that the price for the pill, if I were to go buy it myself, is $17. I know that there's a huge cut for insurance companies that they get on that. So I really don't feel like there's going to be either way you go. I mean, they can say that.
But Hobby Lobby isn't even trying to not pay for birth control. They're okay with that. They're just two forms of contraceptive out of 20 that they have an objection to.
Okay, and I understand that. But those two that they're objecting to are so inexpensive that it won't make any difference whether they want to pay for it or they don't want to pay for it. It's not going. It probably will not make even.
Except for the issue, though, of principle. I mean, it's the same reason why I don't think I should have to pay for someone's sex change operation, whether it's expensive or not.
I don't believe that Hobby Lobby, as a company, should enforce their religious views on their employees.
They're not mandating that you become a Christian and be hired there.
No, I understand that. But there
are that would be forcing your religious beliefs. Okay, but you have the right. Here's the thing. You have the right as an employee to walk away at any point at any time, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So if you don't like their values, whether it be being closed on, I mean, think about this. Hold on one second. I know people, Beth, that quit, that complained, employees that complained that Chick-fil-A wasn't open on Sundays because it took away a day for them to be able to make more money. Should the government have mandated those people have the right to make more money by mandating that the Chick-fil-A be open on Sundays?
No, I don't believe that.
What if the government said, Beth, that we want more tax revenue, so all businesses that are open to the public must be open 7 days a week if they serve food because they know they're going to make more money off taxes? I mean, would you be okay with that?
Okay, I don't think that that has anything to do with...
But it comes back to the issue of principles that you're talking about. You're saying that you're basically saying that if I make money, I have no right for my values to have anything, to have any influence on you as an employee. I have no right as a company to influence you or what it is you get. So it does have the same exact example. If you as an employee said, I want to work on Sundays, it works for my schedule and you're closed, you must open. I went to the government. The government said that you must be open on Sundays so I can make more money. That religious decision, and that's why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays, does affect your life. So should the government be able to step in and say, Kathy family, you're a for-profit company, you must be open on Sundays because we say so, because your religious beliefs are making your employees not be able to make as much money or get as much overtime?
As an employer, I own a business. I believe that I have to make available, no matter what the religion is of my employee, I have to make available to them basic health care. There's basic health care.
Okay, but you're not answering the question I asked you.
And I think you're avoiding what I'm saying.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm dealing with it head on.
I'm talking about birth control. You're talking about closing down on Sundays.
I'm using your logic that you said I don't have a right to impose my religious beliefs on you. And I said, okay, well, here's a great example. Should the government be able to step in and mandate that I be open on Sundays because my religious beliefs are taking away the opportunity for my employees to make money on Sunday? Think about that for a second. We'll come back and continue the conversation. It's the Ben Ferguson Show on Facebook, at Ben Ferguson Show. Much more coming up.
WBAP.
There are typical gold dealers, and then there's Gold Goliath. At Gold Goliath, you won't be sold overpriced proof or collector coin. Gold Goliath will assist you in purchasing the most gold and silver at the best price for your investment. Call Gold Goliath now, toll free, at 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. Mention this radio ad and get a free wealth preservation guide. Are you aware that you can own real physical gold and silver in your IRA? It's a simple process, and unlike the stock market, it guarantees a portion of your wealth cannot be wiped out. As the U.S. dollar continues to decline, we need to look to other areas of investment for wealth preservation. That's why central banks and governments trust gold. It's insurance and guaranteed. Call Gold Goliath now at 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. On the web at goldgoliath.com. That's www.goldgoliath.com. Gold Goliath, not your typical gold dealer.
Friends at Gold Goliath, they are not your typical gold dealers. And Gold Goliath, they will not sell you overpriced proof or collector coins. Gold Goliath will assist you in purchasing the most gold and silver at the best price for your investment. So if you're looking for an honest company that can help you when it comes to buying gold and silver, make sure that you don't get overpriced for coins. Make sure that you call and you get great pricing, and Gold Goliath will do that for you. 1-800-577-3195. That's 1-800-577-3195. Also, you can get the free Wealth Preservation Guide. All you got to do is tell me you heard it tonight on the Ben Ferguson Show. So make sure you mention the show. You get the free Wealth Preservation Guide. Call them today, 1-800-577-3195. Guaranteed great wealth management for you online at goldgoliath.com. That's goldgoliath.com. Call them today at 1-800-577-3195.
Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer. Guaranteed. With Ovation Cell Therapy.
My hair was damaged pretty badly due to various prescription medications. Weak, dry, brittle, and breaking off. But with Ovation, I noticed the difference right away. And it wasn't long before my hair was back to normal.
Ovation is safe, non-toxic, and guaranteed to help your hair look healthy again. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter Ben Ferguson at checkout for a special introductory discount.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, join the hundreds of thousands of people who have logged on to OvationHair.com.
After just a week, my hair is already shinier, smoother, and looks fuller and feels thicker. Ovation is a wonderful product. I can't wait to tell my friends.
Grow thicker, stronger, longer hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter Ben Ferguson at checkout for a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, you'll tell your friends too.
Driving less than 10 to 12,000 miles per year here in the DFW area is, well, nearly impossible. Ben Ferguson here for my friends at Smart Auto Leasing. When you drive your car, you want to drive it the way you want to, also with the monthly payment you want, without being worried about what the odometer says. And that's exactly what Smart Auto Leasing does. They give you the peace of mind to make sure that you have the ability to drive a car like you own it. You can log on to smartautoleasing.com today, and you can see over 30 web pages of testimonials from their actual clients. Sharon from Dallas says, Smart Auto Leasing did a great job transitioning me out of my prior vehicle to upgrade me to a new one with no money out of pocket. Well, that's exactly what Smart Auto Leasing can do for you. Smart Auto Leasing values their clients as a lifelong relationship. You are not just another number or a customer to these guys. They can get you the car you want at the price you want and allow you to drive it like you own it. Smart Auto Leasing are the smart guys in town. You won't find a smarter option. So call them today at 214-BE-SMART or go on to smartautoleasing.com. That's 214-BE-SMART.
You've heard the phrase, knowledge is power, but have you put it into action? Here's your chance to acquire the most valuable form of capital, trading knowledge. Online Trading Academy of Dallas invites you to take the first step towards making serious money. Call 888-544-7563 to register for Online Trading Academy's free half-day power trading workshop at their Dallas campus this week. That's 888-544-7563. Or go to the web, otadallas.com, to register today.
And be sure to tune in to WBAP Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 9 p.m. to hear the Trader's Path radio show. Sponsored by Online Trading Academy.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
News Talk 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2, WBAP.
Welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show, and I want to get straight back to your phone calls, and let's get to, I got a lot of you I want to get in here real quick, so I'm going to go to Lena in Michigan. Welcome. You're on the Ben Ferguson Show. Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
I do not agree with that at all. I think if Hobby Lobby doesn't want to pay for it, the government should not step in and assume they know best and force them to. And if they're going to be forced to pay for things like abortion, late-term abortion, the day-after pill, are they going to equally pay for, is the government going to make businesses pay for fertilization treatments and in vitro treatments?
Yeah, in vitro is, you know what, I would love, I know a lot of people that have had problems getting pregnant. Isn't it funny that Obamacare mandates everything that destroys a child, but not that creates a child?
Exactly.
And they say that in vitro is elective. They say that in vitro is an elective procedure. Well, for many, you cannot get pregnant without in vitro fertilization. It's one of the most incredibly expensive things. And 99.9% of everything that comes with it is not covered by insurance.
No. And people want it, and they'll sit here and argue for it because it's free and they don't have to pay for it. I got into an argument with a friend of mine a couple of years ago over the whole tax thing when they wanted to put massive taxes on the rich. Well, according to his math, he made more than me. So I asked him straight out to give me 53% of his check. Guess what? He didn't want to part with it because it was his money. Everybody wants everything when it's someone else's money. They think it's okay for Hobby Lobby to pay for this because they're a business and they have money, but they've earned it and they've stood on principles that have helped them get to the level of success that they're at. So now we're going to say that because you have reached this pinnacle of success, it is your responsibility to pay for those who cannot pay for it themselves. That is not right. It is not fair. If you don't want to have a baby, honey, keep your legs shut, keep your zipper up.
Well, you know, you bring up that point again that may be one of the best points we've heard all night, and that's that in vitro point, which is, you know, why isn't that mandated? Everything else seems to be mandated.
Exactly.
You know, everything that terminates, everything that terminates a child, everything gets rid of it. They, you know, they mandated that. But as soon as somebody asks, hey, how about creation of a child? Oh, no, that's elective. We're not covering that. Sorry.
I don't understand why it's not elective. If you can get a breast implant, why can't you get a vitro implant?
Well, breast augmentation is not covered.
Thank God.
Yeah, trust me, they'll change that soon if they can.
Yeah, but
that I can promise you.
This is them trying to get more power over the American people, and healthcare is a really big way that they can do it, and yet no one sees it. Or at least they don't want to recognize it. If they can control the health care, they have access to all kind of information that right now they don't have access to. And quite frankly, I think it's just them being a big bully. The government used to be set up for us, to work for us. Now it seems like the only reason we're here is to work for them and to give them what they want, regardless if you're an individual.
Well, and also give people that support them. Remember, this all comes down to liberal groups. Liberal groups wanted this. Feminist groups wanted this. And that's why they got it. They got it in the name of reproductive and women's health. And you can't ever, ever get in the way of that. Because if you do, they will say that you're sexist. They'll say you're against women. They'll say that you hate women. They will say that you're anti, you know, female. You want them to stay in the kitchen. You don't want them to have jobs. And they will turn it into that women's issue, whether it is, you know, legitimate or not. They don't care.
I think there should be more personal responsibility on that front as well. Honestly, if you don't want to have a child, there are steps you can take other than abortions and the pill, the morning after pill. There are steps you can take other than those that will ensure you don't have a child. I don't think your employer should have to pay for your Saturday night excursions. Because you got drunk, had fun, woke up, and decided, oh, well, this isn't what I want after all. I've made a horrible mistake. And then you're going to demand that they fix your mistake. How is this constitutional?
I just love that you as a woman get it. I love that you as a woman totally get this and understand it, that it's not the job of all these other people to take care of what it is you want to do. And as you said, if you don't want to have a kid, if you don't want, you know, if you choose not to, it's really easy to not get pregnant.
It really is. It's really not that hard.
It's not that hard. You don't have to do it.
They're saying they want to live how they want to live, but then they want their employers, regardless of how they feel, regardless of where they stand.
Great point. Lena, I'm out of time, but you make an excellent point. And we're going to see tomorrow, quite possibly tomorrow morning, what the Supreme Court decides on this one. I'm out of time, my friends. Make sure you like the show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ben Ferguson Show. Have a fabulous rest of your Sunday evening, and I'll see you back here right here, same place, same station next week.
Ben Ferguson here. If you've ever been exhausted by...
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is 820 AM, 99.5 FM, HD2.
WBAP.com.